Here.
Mr. Brandt?
Here.
Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hall's present.
Dean, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Does anybody have anything for a board work session?
Real quick, I just wanted to remind the board that next Wednesday is the Central Region Conference. A lot of people are going to be there.
Is that the one we have go to every year?
The one at Villa something or other, yeah.
Next Wednesday?
Yes.
We didn't get a notice yet. We normally get a notice in the reserve.
Yeah, you didn't get anything? Okay.
I'll check.
Yeah, if you can, go ahead. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Anybody have anything else? Except for our two reporters up here, you guys are employees, but if you want to be a public person, you want to speak? Okay, moving on to the minutes of last meeting.
I make a motion I make a motion that the minutes of the August 21st meeting are approved as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Please take vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Tim, you have the floor.
Okay. Very much. My first item is the approval of the financial report. Again, this is our first night with the board docs. Any documents that the board would want to see are presented to the public. We can bring it up on the screen. One I'll draw your attention to is, we'll do this just to make sure this thing's working good, is the cash flow report. Again, you have hard copies of everything that's cash flow report shows the ending balances for the general fund at the end of each month and for the previous 3 years. And if you look, there's a big spike going downward in January of 2012. If you recall, there should be a spike there. That's when we paid off our note at $2.1 million. But for people that will be going out and looking at these or the board doc packet, they look at that and they say, what in the heck happened this year? Look how much less money they have. That's your answer to the $2.1 million expenditure we made in 1 month. You can see the first 2 months of this year. On the left-hand side, we of course just have July and August that we're reporting on. And you're about $1 million off of where we were back in 2010. But we made that choice because we've spent $2.1 million. So if you would have added that back in, when you'd see where we'd be at today. So, and that's all I have to point out the financial report. We'll talk about the appropriations just a minute.
Okay, I'm good.
Would you get approval of financial statements?
Okay, so he's got me confused here. I'm sorry. So just bear with us on the board docs. Everything's here, but you got to kind of jump back forward right now. So August 2012 financial statement. Do I have a motion there for that?
Mr. President, I move that we approve the financial statement for August 2012.
Second.
Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we go back to the other thing, right?
Sure. Okay. What you have now, and again, let's see if this thing centers. Anyhow, we'll get better at this. General fund, $13.6 million. That's roughly what we had presented before. The biggest change in our from our temporary appropriations to our permanent is the federal programs. And we've added, of course, the Ed Jobs, Race to the Top, Idea Part B, Title I, and improving teacher quality, a little over $500,000. And increases in appropriations is what this permanent appropriation does. Basically, everything else stayed relatively the same. Made a few tweaks to the general fund for salaries based on knowing the final numbers for this year. We had a lot of people, new hires and people leaving, so we estimated on the temporaries. These are more accurate. So with that, our total appropriations just for public consumption is $15.6 million. So with that, I'd ask for approval of the permanent appropriations.
Okay, just real quick, since we're all doing this together, please bear with us, everybody. Under the financial treasurer's report, you included that one on that first one, right? We had to go back to that one to read the attachment, to see that.
Under action items.
It's actually under.
But see, under the action items for the financial statement, that one, that's what I'm saying, that should have probably been there. That's what was confusing to us. Here's this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you see on this one, we had to come down here and right. We had to go back.
You're right.
No, I'm just saying, is that how we're going
to? No, yeah. And that's why we need to do this to see how it flows better. And it might flow better if I have something in the treasurer's report specific to talk to, I put it under there as an attachment, but then put all the rest of them down underneath the financial statement approval.
Okay.
That way it's always with the action item, so we can change that.
Yeah, we're all learning this together, so just bear with us. Works nice, though. Do I have a motion there?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation that the Treasurer of the Board approve the fiscal year 2013 permanent appropriations resolution as presented.
Do I have a second? Don, did you second that?
Yep.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take the vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number three?
Make a motion that upon the recommendation of the treasurer, the board approved the contribution of $325 into IRS Section 125 plan by September 30th for each bargaining unit member carrying medical insurance. This approval is contingent upon the MPA and OPSI membership ratification of the negotiated agreement dated July 1st, 2012 through June 30th, 2015 as tentatively agreed to on September 10th, 2012.
Do I have a second? I'll second that. Motion made by Linda, seconded by me. Discussion?
Everybody understand what we're doing here and why? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's why that clause is in there. If they don't approve it, then you will not be funding. We have until September the 28th to fund that FSA account for the employees that have medical insurance. If they don't ratify contract, then we won't fund it. And after that, we can't. October 1st, IRS rules say you can't change your contributions to them later. So
that's because the 30th is a Sunday, right?
Right.
Okay. And that's a one-time contribution.
That's correct. For this year coming up. This is the plan year. It runs October 1 through September 30. So.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Abstain.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Hall, you have the floor.
A couple things to make the board aware of. I don't know if later on in the agenda you'll come up to a approval for a policy on third grade guarantee. That's the new House Bill 316 that gave us directions. K-3 students must be proficient before they go on beyond third grade. If you have any questions on that, we can talk about them. Karen's here, so she can jump in. But basically, it's one of those mandates that's unfunded. I'm not saying I support it. We have to have a policy in place by the 30th of this month. We received this info in the middle of August regarding this new House bill. But it's, if you think about it, it's pretty extensive, and it's, I have my doubts because some kids in third grade are just can't, they're not at that level to read. And we're going to have a bottleneck the way the law is written today. But we have our ducks in order. Karen's been working hard to get everything, the testing. There's protocol when you identify these kids. There's parents have to be notified. There's a whole lineup. And we have it mapped out. We'll do it. But I think we should join some of the other schools and protest this. Because some of the other schools are actually looking for legal advice to fight this. It's not right for kids, is the bottom line.
What is it exactly that we have to do with this? I mean, it says the kid does not go on. The student is going to go on.
Depends.
Well, what have we got so far as what's our policy? What is it that we're going to do?
Well, they have to be at a certain level, reading level, under this new
based on test scores.
Based on nationally normed test scores, not our test scores.
Right.
And we have to have things in place, intervention in place, starting in kindergarten, 60 days after these kids are identified. This has to be reported to the state on a yearly basis. So you can put them in the fourth grade, but it hinges on if they're good in math, but they're not good in something else, but they're low in reading, you still have to keep that intense intervention going.
So we're just going to keep doing our intervention that we're doing now?
Pretty much. But they're saying now they want people that are have a reading certificate. They want them highly qualified in reading to be these people. We don't have a kind of dollars to fund 3 or 4 more people that just.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Where are we going as far as getting our part of that money from the state?
There is no money.
Exactly. You know, I don't care. I've said this before. This is just another thing, just like the tests. They keep putting all these stipulations on us. Until they can come back out and say how they're going to help us fund this, and until, Mr. Hall, you get all the school districts to stand up and tell the state, no, we're not going to do that, we're stuck.
Well, we do the best we can with it, Dave, I can tell you. And Karen, you can jump in and add to it.
Karen, free to speak. What I can speak to is that we have a plan in place for how we're going to identify these students that the state calls off track. And it's a dual focus plan. So we're not just going to use the state testing materials, but then we're also going to use our benchmark level assessments as well. And the state law for this year does stipulate that you can create your own protocol for identifying kids who are off track. So in our discussions, it's educationally sound to look at two different kinds of data. State data, but then also at their actual reading level. And so we're going to take both of those things into consideration before we identify whether or not a student is off track. Then we're going to really be putting into place the response to intervention tiers of support. And so those the intervention won't just come from our three people who are title teachers right now, but also will be coming from classroom teachers as well. And with the new language arts standards and with our new framework of the Daily Five, we're gonna have time put into place within our reading instruction for teachers to pull those small groups for intervention. So we have a plan in place, but there's a couple different goals that we have to have in mind. One is that even though we disagree with this idea that kids should be held back at the third grade level, it is a good goal that all kids are able to read by the time that they leave us. And so we need to continue to be focused on that piece of it, that even if they don't reach that goal, are we moving kids forward in their ability to read? And so that's going to be our main focus as we work with our teachers and our students. The second goal is that we provide our teachers with the professional development that they need to be able to pass whatever test that is the state comes out with. Because what the state is saying is you have to provide them with a reading specialist of sorts, somebody who has a reading endorsement, or, and they haven't yet identified what other
criteria that we have, whatever it is, we know there's going to be a test involved. And so we want all of our teachers to be able to pass that test, whatever that test is. And so our professional development efforts this year are really going to go into getting teachers the training and education they need to be successful so that it doesn't matter whose class you're in. You have somebody who has, your child has somebody who has those credentials, and we'll continue to work with their interventions in that way. So just want to assure you that we do have a plan that we're working toward. It's an ever-adjusting plan because every week the state comes out and says something different.
So
but
right
we
now
are, we have a good direction we're headed.
We have an allowance, I shouldn't say an allowance. We have a time frame here where we're allowed to make some of our own decisions. When
right.
does that time frame stop?
Next school year. This year we're allowed to make some of our decisions. Next year it won't be decision making won't be completely pulled away from us, but they'll be giving us lists of approved assessments, approved interventions, those.
And we're
kinds
definitely going to have to meet their test criteria by then, right?
Yes, there are now. As far as it's only in the third grade that their criteria states that the child would be retained. However, there are some exceptions to that. Students who have an IEP that specifically states that they don't have to meet the third grade guarantee would not be retained. Any English language learners would not be retained. But then they also have a piece in there that we can choose an alternative assessment off their approved list. And if the child is found to be maybe not pass the state assessment, but does pass this alternative assessment, then that's okay, and they can move forward then also. So we'll have to kind of carefully select what assessment that we use so that it's showing us a very different picture of the child than what a state test might just show us. Does that help answer your question?
Okay. They have to be, they have to be proficient at the third grade level?
At the third grade, on the third grade OAA is what they're saying. Of course, that target will change also when it becomes a PARC assessment, but that's what the law is stating right now.
Not all IEP kids would automatically go
if it
on.
Is on their IEP.
It has to
that
be on their IEP. So a kid is identified in math,
it doesn't apply. Being able to move them forward doesn't apply.
Right. The reasoning behind the law,
because
whether
they would go with the reading portion of it, which they're not identified in, but an individual who's identified in a language or reading makes a difference. That's what you take a look at each one individually.
And the reasoning behind the law, whether we agree with what all of that says or not, is because the standards have changed and kids have to come to fourth, fifth grade beyond with much deeper level of skills than what they've had to in the past. So that's kind of why the law is there, whether or not we agree with everything that law says. That's the reasoning behind it. At the same time, though, to address your concern over funding, the state is going to be coming out here very soon with grant opportunities that we will look towards, whatever grant opportunities that we can find to help with manage the funds for this. We'll try.
That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Well, but our intervention program that we're using right now with 100% of our kids, is really answers this question. Yeah, the state wants to, they want to hand out a piece of paper and get a score back here that says, hey, look what I'm doing up here in Columbus. And it really doesn't apply. It's what we're doing here that measures where this student is in the spectrum and what we can do to bring them along. And essentially what they want to do, they want to hang a placard around the kid's neck and say, hey, this kid he can't move on, but what we're doing will work and is working.
Well, and we're going to really spend this year focused on the professional development piece to make sure that we're all on the same page and coming at this with the same skills. Because I do think we have a variety of levels of skills or different trainings and things like that, and we all need to come together on the same page as to what it is we're all going to do to move all kids forward.
Okay.
We almost have that kind of progress going with the race to the top.
We do.
That we're doing with all the teachers.
We do. A lot of that is built learning the new standards, and now we have to really dig into the pedagogy behind that.
Okay. So I think that's probably key to this, that the first and second grade teachers understand what the third and fourth grade teachers mm-hmm. are doing and what's expected of
and,
the students.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we can start pushing a little bit more, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
In the earlier grades so that we don't run into that.
Yeah, and in different ways than maybe we've tried before,
right.
too.
Right, yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. But again, what they're saying on this, every kid can run the same speed in their third grade, and it's not the way kids learn. So we'll do our part, as we've always done. The other thing, make the board aware, on the 17th of October, we want to get together and invite the public in, give them the state of the school report. Anywhere from 35, 45 minutes, something just brief, hit the highlights, past, present, future, just bring everybody up to date if they want to be part of it. So, around, we certainly appreciate the president and the vice president maybe be part of that introduction part. This is part of our continual communication to our community. Okay? We'll keep you posted. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Is there any unfinished business? Moving on to new business, do I have a motion for number one there?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent. The board approved the second and final reading of the instructional technology specialist job description.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion there for number two?
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board grant temporary approval of board policy IGBEA, reading skills assessment and intervention.
I have a second.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number three.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Timothy Crowder, is that how you pronounce it, on a one-year contract as an instructional technology specialist, step zero BA, effective August 17th, 2012.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
A motion for number four.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Heidi Fletcher on a one-year contract as a librarian media specialist, step five, BA, effective August 17th.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number five.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Dustin Kent, pending certification on a one-year contract as intervention specialist, step zero, BA plus 150, effective September 4th, 2012.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Go ahead, Don.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number six?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ David Edmonds, pending certification on a one-year contract as an intervention specialist, step zero, BA plus 150, effective September 4th, 2012.
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number seven?
Make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Alan Preston, pending certification on a one-year contract as intervention specialist, step two, BA plus 150, effective September 4th, 2012.
Have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
When do we expect the certifications to come in?
State's running behind on those, and really these were changes after school got started, so everything is backed up. It should be shortly, any day.
Okay.
Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion for number 8.
Make a motion that upon recommendation the superintendent of the board approve the substitute A list as presented.
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 9.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that we approve the substitute cook list as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 10.
Make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent for Pam Cutliff on a 1-year contract as an aide, step 0, effective August 22nd, 2012.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board reinstate Michelle Jeffers from reduction in force status as an aide, step 1, effective August 28, 2012. Have a second?
Second.
I made the motion, seconded by Don. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board reinstate Becky Reinschild from reduction in force status as an aide, step 5, effective August 21, 2012. Have a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Don seconded. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent to board reinstate Mary Spinks from reduction in force status as an aide, step 5, effective August 21st, 2012. Do I have a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Don made seconded it. Discussion.
Aren't these people already employed here? I mean, can you explain this a little bit further?
They're employed as bus drivers. This is the second part of their workday.
But this doesn't put them over 40 hours.
No. In some cases, with a couple of people, with being a trainer and also being, we allow them to keep a couple of their runs. There'll be some over the 40 hours, but we'll certainly try to contain it.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept the resignation of Michelle Jeffers as aide, effective September 17th, 2012. Have a second?
I'll second.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
I'm sorry. Let's open it up for discussion a minute. I don't understand what's going on there real quick.
Well, we had to hire her, and she decided she didn't want to work in that position, so she resigned.
Okay.
But we had to hire her so we could pay her legally, then now she's got me.
She quit before you could hire her.
Okay.
That's the 30-day rule that didn't pan out this year.
I know, yes, since you asked.
Yes. Mr. Hunter, yes. Good point, Dave. You're on the ball. Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent of the board approve a leave of absence for Joy Evans beginning the first day after sick leave is exhausted through November 13, 2012 due to personal health issues. Do I have a second?
Second.
Don, go ahead.
I made the motion. Don seconded. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger? Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 16 there.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the following academic supplemental contracts for 2012-13. Kirsten Isaacs, sophomore class advisor, Brianna Richardson, drama and drama club advisor, Tina Abraham, mentor, Diane Halloran, mentor, Amy Henry, mentor, and Derek Scholes, mentor.
Have a second.
Second.
Tom made the motion. Ken seconded. Discussion. Please take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 17?
Mr. Go ahead, Linda. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent. The board approve the following athletic supplemental contracts for the 2012-2013 school year.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 18.
I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent to board authorize travel to England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales to allow senior college students to experience the places and relate to the time periods in which these authors lived and worked. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments. The trip will take place March 22nd through the 30th, 2013. There are no financial obligations to the board.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Linda made the motion. Don seconded. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for number 19?
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Central Europe, Germany, Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, and Austria to give art students the opportunity to study abroad, opening doors to cultural content and global connection. This will aid in the goals of 21st century learning. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments. Trip will take place March 21 to April 1, 2013, and there are no financial obligations to the board.
Second.
Second. Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Indianapolis, Indiana to attend the National FFA Convention to expose students to the opportunities available to them through FFA. The trip will take place October 24th, 2012. There are no financial obligations to the board.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Don. I'll open up for discussion. On this particular trip, is there any way we can make sure everybody understands the importance of this? I mean, the other ones are important, but there's, I know there's conflicts with guys or and girls in athletics that sometimes coaches don't want them to take that. But Don, don't they have to go here in order to get their state degree?
Well, not necessarily.
But it's still something that they probably ought to do, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity to learn and to see the world as it is and to get some idea. It's a career exploration. It's leadership development. It's all of our 21st century skills kind of rolled into this trip. And it's just excellent experience for these kids to be involved in this. I know it's tough to be involved in more than one of the programs that we've got. Kids are in athletics. Obviously, team wants to win, but you also want to develop the student, and I think the more opportunities that we provide our kids, the better off that they are.
But it's my understanding on some of this, it's only going to affect, what, a day's practice possibly? So that's what I'm saying. Is
well,
there a way we can make sure that gets out? You know, this is kind of an important thing to a lot of kids. Because I know last year it was quite a difficult thing for some of our athletes. Their coaches were not real fond of them leaving.
We'll get it
addressed. I appreciate that. Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlon.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brand.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Carey.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent. The board amend motion number 12-157 to state the sale will take place October 13th, 2012, due to scheduling conflicts. And this is for Midway. It doesn't say that in there.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion for number 22.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the medical drug insurance claim renewal as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve OSBA services agreement for board policy update services in the amount of $650 for a one-year period beginning October of 2012 as presented.
Second.
A second?
Second.
I made the motion. Ken seconded the discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for? I'll make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent board approve donations from Kroger in the amount of $30.22 and Target in the amount of $158.36 to the high school principal account. Do I have a second?
Second.
Go ahead. I made the motion. Linda seconded. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
With that, I make the motion that we enter into executive session at 7:38. For the purpose one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 12122G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 4, preparing for or conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees. Do I have a second with that?
Second.
Made the motion and seconded by Don. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I don't see us taking any, I don't know what we'll be doing with this, but I don't see us taking any action afterwards. There won't be any action taken afterwards, correct? And correct. The next meeting is October 16th at 7 o'clock right here, same place, same bat channel. And don't forget, the following evening we will have the state of the school that Mr. Hall will be presenting. Where's that going to be at? At the high school?
High school auditorium.
High school auditorium. So thank you all for coming out.